Vice President John Dramani Mahama has reassured the people of the Volta region that enough money has been set aside for the University of Allied and Health Sciences in that region. He said the legal backing for the facility has been gazetted and will be placed before Parliament next week for approval, after which work will begin. Government has directed the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to release $100 million for the construction of the 43-kilometer Ezekuma Have Road and a section of the Nkwanta Oti Domongo Road. The Vice President announced this when he opened the first regional policy fair at Ho in the Volta region. Here's a report by Kobla Alikukubo and Pascaline Adadevo.
The five-day policy fair is special because it is the first to be held at the regional level and Ho is the proud host. The idea to replicate the fair to the regions was based on a directive by President Mills when he paid a surprise visit to the first policy fair in Accra last year. Ashanti and the three regions of the north will have their turn by the end of this year. All the 18 ministries, departments and agencies are exhibiting their policies and programs and will have two dialogue sessions each day. This is to enable the public to interact with officials and assess whether projects on display give value for money. Vice President John Mahama said the policy fair represents government commitment to run an open administration and promote citizen participation in the policy-making process. He disabused the minds of those who might have been misinformed by some elements in society that the Volta region is not making any progress as far as the Better Ghana agenda is concerned. Mr. Mahama said government will ensure that every part of the country receives a fair share of the national cake.
The Eastern Corridor project, which is dear to the heart of the Volta region, is on track. Indeed, this project is important not only to open up the Volta region, but the eastern part of the northern and upper east region, in order that the rich agricultural producing communities in this area can efficiently evacuate food products down to the south of the country. There is a first part of the project which stretches from Dodipepesu to Nkwanta. This is a distance of 46.4 kilometers. This particular part of the road is being funded by the European Union. Secondly, our negotiating team just arrived from Brazil, where a facility of $250 million for the Otidamanko Yendi Watugu section, which is 141 kilometers, which will be an asphaltic single carriageway, has been agreed and is in the process of being approved. Volta region is the second highest beneficiary of the $3 billion China Development Bank project. It involves the upgrading of ferry and pontoon landing sites at Tando Amankwakrum, and then at Kechikrachi, Kojokrum, and Tapa, Abotuase, and Gemini. Then you also have the coastal fishing harbor and landing site. And in the eastern part of the country, two communities to benefit from modern fish landing sites are Keta and Adan.
The Vice President noted that the Volta region has great potential in oil production, and government is working hand in hand with the people to ensure that the oil exploration is done for the benefit of not only the Volta region but the country as a whole. The Minister of Information, John Tia Kologu, said the theme of the fair, Empowering the People as We Better Ghana, signifies government's readiness to move along with the people by making them part of the governance system. He described as unacceptable the call by certain individuals that the Minister of Information and the Information Services Department should be scrapped. According to him, with the recent polarization of the Ghanaian media along political lines, where the public is easily misinformed, these institutions are necessary to correct such blunders.
Kobla Ali Kokobo and Pascaline Adadevo filed that report.